Cemetery and Chapel of San Sebastián. Built in the second half of the 19th century in order to bury the dead from the ancient moat, these are good examples of neoclassic architecture. The enclosure's imposing entrance doorway opens up to the facade, which leads to the Ajail Road. It is a magnificent door, which has an arched basket-handle vault with various moldings and on which there is a plinth and cross. To the west side, on the next facade, there is a room with a Catalonian vault. Various mausoleums and crypts stand out within the enclosure, like that of the Sala family, situated just in front of the main entrance. It is an historicist structure from the early 20th century. Attention should also be brought to an imposing mausoleum to be found as we go in on the right-hand side. It is made entirely of paving stones and has a conical staggered dome. Architect Domenech y Estepa lies here, and it is quite probable that the design was his own. In front of this is the grave of poet Antoni Isern. It is a simple burial mound covered with trencadís mosaic, a kind of decoration created by joining together fragments of ceramics. Next to the author, who committed suicide at Buriac Castle in 1906, is the grave of artist and sculptor Antoni Samarra, who also took his own life at the castle and wanted to be buried next to the poet whom he admired. The San Sebastián Chapel, next to the entrance to the cemetery, was erected in 1507 so as to invoke the saint to protect them against the plagues, which were devastating communities in that period.